Here's an article called Today, Mend a Quarrel, Search Out a Forgotten Friend, Dismiss Suspicion and Replace It with Trust, Write a Letter, Share Some Treasure, Give a Soft Answer, Encourage Youth, Manifest Your Loyalty in a Word or Deed, Make a Promise, Find the Time, Forgo a Grudge, Forgive an Enemy. Listen, apologize if you were wrong. Try to understand. Flout envy. Examine your demands on others. Think first of someone else. Appreciate, be kind, be gentle. Laugh a little more. Deserve confidence. Take up arms against malice. Decry complacency. Express your gratitude. Worship your God. Gladden the heart of a child. Take pleasure in the beauty and wonder of the earth. Speak your love. Speak it again. Speak it still again. Speak it still once again. Author unknown. Isn't that beautiful? Our Bible reading this morning is from Galatians chapter 5, beginning with verse 13. Brethren, ye have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. But if ye bite and devour one another, take heed that ye be not consumed one of another. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. But if ye be led by the Spirit, ye are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in times past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. Then from chapter 20 in Exodus. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no gods, no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. Pardon me. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within the gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. And all the people saw the thunderings and the lightnings and the noise of the trumpet and the mountain smoking. And when the people saw it, they removed and stood afar off. And they said unto Moses, Speak thou with us, and we will hear. But let not God speak with us, lest we die. And Moses said unto the people, Fear not, for God is come to prove you, and that his fear may be before your faces, that ye sin not. And the people stood afar off, and Moses drew near unto the thick darkness where God was. And the Lord said unto Moses, Thus thou shalt say unto the children of Israel, Ye have seen that I have talked with you from heaven. Ye shall not make with me gods of silver, neither shall ye make unto you gods of gold. An altar of earth thou shalt make unto me, and shall sacrifice thereon thy burnt offerings, and thy peace offerings, thy sheep, and thine oxen. In all places where I record my name, I will come unto thee, and I will bless thee. And if thou wilt make me an altar of stone, thou shalt not build it of hewn stone. For if thou lift up thy tool upon it, thou hast polluted it. Neither shalt thou go up by steps unto mine altar, that thy nakedness be not discovered thereon. I was thinking this morning what a tremendous amount of negativity there is in the Bible. And I've chosen for my sermon the positive and the negative. I many times told you I'd like to rewrite the Bible, and I'd like to take out every single thing that talks about sin. And I'd like to put in it the word, in place of it, the word innocence. I would like to take out all of the things that I read to you in the first chapter about the things of the flesh, and put in all of the wonderful and the beautiful things that should be occupying your mind. And that's what we're trying to do here. We're trying to forget about sin. We have no sinners. And I know that there are many of the Orthodox churches which would raise their eyebrows and their hands in horror when I say that. But I'm not being disrespectful to God. Rather, I am being respectful to him. Because God is all goodness, all light, all wonder, all beauty. God is total innocence. But man has been programmed with the idea of sin and of separation from God, of all of the terrible things. And whatever man's mind is made to dwell upon, that he puts forth from himself, and that eventually he becomes. And so I want us to use the power of positive thinking in everything that we do. For every wrong thought, let us replace it with a thought of good and of God. Instead of the sin of separation, let us think of the oneness with God. Instead of sin, let us think of total innocence, and then let us build our lives that way. Now, in our human sense, we have to begin at the beginning, and we are like little children. But we are like our fathers and our mothers teach us to be, and we are also patterned to a great degree after their example, the example which they set us in their daily life. And we have covered this many times. If you have children, you cannot expect them to be perfect if you yourself do not give them that perfect example of oneness, of harmony, of worshiping God together, of praying together, of attending church together, of chanting God's name, of singing to him, of making every word, every thought, every act of your life dedicated to him, knowing that he is the one Father God, that it is his presence that is there in every atom of space, in every form, this world over. And that every single person, regardless of race, color, and creed, is the child of God. They may look different, they may speak in a different language, but they are speaking about the same one Father God. And each religion, except the Protestant perhaps, and still they have some, for instance, Luther, who broke away from the Roman Catholic Church, is more or less deified. And every great saint which comes, every great leader of a religion, is more or less in some way or other deified by the people who follow them. But strangely enough, down through the ages, and this began since the beginning of when man can remember, whatever the saints and the sages have given, which has been given to them directly from God, has been changed by the disciples, because somehow the disciples always seem to know more than the master. And so what they give from the purity of God within themselves is changed, is reprinted. I had an experience many years ago where I was given an original book written by John Wesley of the Methodist Church. And the person who gave it to me went to the bishop asking him if these books were available in printing. This one was typed up. And they said, no, they didn't carry them anymore. Just imagine not carrying something that was originally written by a man who was heading a whole world organization under a given name. Now, God's name is the only important name, and that's why we don't have a name. We want to think about God through Christ. And Christ is that consciousness, that first begotten Son which comes forth from God and is the intelligence, the power, the glory in everything that is in creation. He is the firstborn of every creature, so he is that one inside of you that teaches you each and every day. He is your conscience. He sits on the throne of your consciousness and the altar of your hearts. And he speaks to you. And you have feelings. And many times you plan to do something. All of a sudden you'll get a terrible feeling. There's a difference in physical illness or mental illness and soul sickness. And when you get that feeling deep inside of you that everything in you feels revulsion about something that you're going to do, something you're going to say or think, leave it alone. Do not do it. Because as sure as you do, you're going to get in trouble, because that is your part of God in you speaking to you, and you must listen to it. Your first responsibility in the positive sense is to put God first in your life, because without him, you could not move, nor live, nor breathe, nor have your being. You could not have your dear ones. You could not have your jobs. You could not have your children, your fathers, your mothers, your wives, your sweethearts, your friends. You could not have any of these without God, because it is he who is that guiding light within each one of you. It is he who built your temple, which was not made by hands. And you grew without the help of anybody in your mother's womb. That applies to men and women alike. Every single one of us are the temples not made by hands. And it's tremendous. So that is your first thought. And as I've told you many times, your first thought in the morning, like the picture of the little child, should be of God. Good morning, God. Thank you for this day. This day of life. This life is very, very difficult to come by. Believe me. You don't know until you get into the higher esoteric teachings. And sometimes God speaks to you and gives you visions of that which is beyond your human comprehension, of all of the things around you, of all of the people in light forms all around you, and yet, unless you have eyes to see, you cannot see. You have a whole undiscovered world inside of yourself, outside of yourself, everywhere. And yet, what do we do with it? We go around in darkness, we see through a dark glassly, or through a glass darkly, and we wear blinders on our eyes. Blinders on our eyes. And we are constantly thinking of the negative instead of the positive. And no matter what anyone says to us, many times we use people. And that is wrong. You should do what is right for the individual, regardless of how it affects you or what reaction you get from them. Because if you do not do that, you do them and yourself a terrible disservice. Let go of it. Let go of your need to have them think well of you. Let go of the idea that you are playing God, that you have to help them. And instead, set them free to be themselves. Guide them, help them when God directs you, but not through any selfish desire or need of your own. My son-in-law gives me a book, Bits and Pieces, which he gets in his business. And there's some wonderful things in here. And in here are 10 commandments of success. Now, these commandments are for success in the human sense, but they also apply to the spiritual. The first one is work hard. Hard work is the best investment you can make. Study hard. Knowledge enables us to work more intelligently and effectively. Have initiative. Ruts often deepen into graves. Love your work. Then you will find pleasure in mastering it. Be exact. Slipshod methods bring slipshod results. Have the spirit of conquest. Thus you can successfully battle and overcome difficulties. Cultivate personality. Personality is to us what perfume is to the flowers. Help and share with others. The real test of business greatness lies in giving opportunity to others. Be democratic. Unless you feel right towards your fellow man, you can never be a successful leader. In all things, do your best. People who have done their best have done everything. People who have done less than their best have done nothing. And that was written by Charles Schwab. 10 commandments. And those commandments can apply to every single thing of our lives. I had lunch with someone at Frederick and Nelson's the other day, and we waited, and we waited, and we waited. And then we waited some more. Finally, this woman breezed by, and she said, I'll be with you shortly. And we waited, and we waited, and we waited. Finally, she came along, and she said, would you like cocktails? And I said to her, in a very stern voice, I'm afraid, we would just like some service. Well, I can't help it. I can't be every place at once, she said, just like that. Her attitude was terrible. Certainly she was rushed. But also, she could have been courteous, and I would have understood. So would everybody else. Take time to be courteous, regardless of the pressure that is on you. The only time that you really dig in is when it's necessary to uplift or edify somebody or to teach them a lesson. Otherwise, be the example of that which you should be. There was an economist who was asked to give a speech at a club. And she stood up there. She had a huge piece of white paper. And she drew a black dot on it. And she said to the man in the front row, tell me what you see. He said, I see a black dot. She said, what do you see? I see a black dot. She went through every member that was present and asked them what they saw, and every one of them said a black dot. She said, not one of you said, I saw a white piece of paper, which was the biggest thing of all. Not one of you. She said, that's the only speech I have to give to you. Does that say anything to you? We are always looking at the darkness instead of the light. We are always thinking about the terrible things that are going on and the terrible people that are in the world. We are always thinking about earthquakes and floods and atom bombs and how we're going to be destroyed. And if we keep on thinking that way, you can bet anything that we're going to be, because your faith is not in God, it is in all of these negative things. I don't care what's happening in the world. I don't care where you came from. I don't care how much or how little education you have. You can draw yourself up by your bootstraps, and you can make yourself something special for God. And you can make something beautiful for God. And if you are with God all the way, He will be with you. There is nothing you cannot do if God be with you. All things work together for good for the one who loves God, it says in this Bible. Now, there are many, many negative things. And if we could replace everything that's negative, that's told about all of the wrong things that people do, and replace them with the good deeds that we find that people do every day, such as all these beautiful people that are working on these pictures and writing these poems and songs for the little ones, and each one of us try to do something beautiful for God every moment of our lives, how wonderful this world would be. And the power that would grow would be so great that the world would be saved. But there's one thing you can do. You can't save maybe this outside world, because it's in an awful mess and it's going to be punished undoubtedly in some way. But you can save your own world, because you have a world inside of you. And you have jurisdiction over whether you are going to follow the laws of God minutely. And they are all the shalls and the shall nots, as we read this morning. Or you can go against them and go your own way and do all of the things that I read to you in the other chapter. And we're so prone to do all of those things without thinking, because this is what we feel like doing. This is what our senses demand of us at the moment. And we don't think of the consequences. We don't think what we're letting ourselves into. And we don't think of the fact that for everything that we do against the law of God, we're going to pay a price for. And if you build up enough of it, that price is not going to be simple, I can promise you. But you can stand right now. You can start right now and build a beautiful, a wonderful world for yourselves. You can start thinking good thoughts, doing good deeds, loving one another, and stop putting a sour face out to the public. Every little thing that goes wrong with you, oh my, it's just terrible. You become angry with somebody because they've offended your ego. They've paid attention to you, but not to, or to somebody else, but not to you. You've been invited, or somebody else has been invited, but you haven't been invited, and so on. You can go on indefinitely. Learn to live within the heaven that is within your own being. Learn to become your own person and not be affected every moment by the ups and downs which confront you. Stop thinking about the bad things that are done and the people that do them, and think about all of the wonderful works of God, about all of the people who have loved God so greatly that they became saints, that some of them became more than that. They became universalists. Some of them became one with God himself until they were God in human form, walking the earth. Make yourself one of these people, but think positively, act positively, speak positively. Let nothing that is not positive come before you, nor go out of you, because you are responsible for what you send out in the world. If you only knew it, if you would take this power of positive thinking and build yourself a plan, and don't worry about the world, don't worry about the condition it's in, don't worry about what anybody's doing, whether it's the Ku Klux Klan or the mafia or whatever. These people will gain their own reward, but you be different. You be the one to pick up your candle and lead the way, so that men may come out from under this burden and out of the darkness into the light of God. That's what we're here for, and for no other purpose. We're not here to sit and cringe in fear and to do nothing because of it. We're here with the special gift of mankind, and that is to realize God within ourselves, to put God forth in the most wonderful, beautiful, positive way that we can. And no matter what you have done, you can change. Once there were twin brothers, and the brothers stole some sheep, and they were caught. So in those days, which was in the olden days, they punished them pretty severely. And they branded the letters ST on their foreheads, and it meant sheep thief. Well, the one brother was so ashamed, he couldn't face the public. And he went about his way until finally one day he couldn't stand it. And he left. He left and he went to another country. And he lived his life in fear and in shame. And finally he died. The other brother thought, well, I stole a sheep. That was not a good thing for me to do. But the only thing I can do to remedy my error is to stay right where I am and change my life so, become so good that people will respect me. So he lived in that way. And he came to old age. And he still had the ST on his forehead. And he was walking the street one day. And a man came along and he said to one of the elders in the village, "What is that man wearing those letters on his forehead for?"
He said, well, it happened a long, long time ago, but he said, I think it's the abbreviation for saint. You see the difference. You see the difference. No matter what you have done, you can attain at least sainthood. But I'm trying to help you all to universality, where there is no line of demarcation between good and evil, but rather that your innocence is so great, your goodness, your love, your works are so great and so good that wherever you go, you will see God, that there will be nothing else. And when you go through these spiritual experiences within yourself and have the courage to die for Christ on your own cross, and by that I mean change yourself so totally that you are completely transformed into purity and wonder and light and beauty. Then when you will do all of that, you will be lifted up into the heaven of your own being, and you will know what it means to be God in human form. It is possible. It is not desecration. It is desecration rather to think that there was only one who could do it. He came to show the example that all men might do it. To all who received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God. In no place did he say, I am the only one. To all who received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God. I want you to see God everywhere. When you come out of this experience, there is nothing but that. You have to come down into this world of duality. You have to deal with it from a dual state of consciousness, because that's the only way people can understand you. But that doesn't mean that you don't see God in them, that you don't see God in the worst criminal, in the worst illness that there is, the worst anything. God is there. Otherwise, he wouldn't be omnipresent. His power alone is the power that flows through this whole universe and everything which he has created. It is his intelligence, his wisdom, his knowledge which flows through all of you. But you've got to make the most of it. So, you work hard, you study hard, you have initiative, you love your work, but you love God most. Be exact. Everything you do, do it perfect for God. Have the spirit of conquest, not that you want to get ahead of somebody else, but that you want to get ahead of your little self. You want to overcome it, you want to beat it to its knees. You want to be positive instead of negative. Cultivate your personality. By that, I don't mean vanity. But put forth the wonder, the beauty, the magnetism of God within you. Dance when you feel like it. Sing when you feel like it. Joke when you feel like it. Don't be like a stick. God is fun. He really is. As this one thing said, the little girl climbed up on God's lap, and she hugged him. And she placed sloppy kisses over his face, and she tweaked his ear, and he just loved it. He just loved it. God inside of you loves that. Help and share with each other. I don't have to tell you that, because you all do it. Be democratic. I want you to have a universal vision so that you see all men as your brothers and all things working together for good. Because even that which is bad will one day destroy itself or be destroyed. And out of it will come some good. But if you do your very best every single moment of your lives for God, then believe me, your life is going to change. And we will build a new life, a new world, a new continent, if you will, in the midst of chaos. There may be earthquakes all around us, but don't forget that if you are one with God, and if you try with everything you have at this moment and have total faith in the protection of your Father, it will happen. Somebody called me the other day, all in a dither. They had just seen something on television, and they had it all mixed up. They said that Mount St. Helens had erupted again, and the lava was flowing all over the villages, and that they had called out the military and something. Well, I hadn't seen it. A little bit later, when I was mentioning this to somebody else that this had been told to me, they said, oh no, that was in Italy. And they were going to take their children and run. They were afraid. So what? Be not afraid. Your Father is with you. He lives inside of you. And if you love him and if you go with him, he will go with you. And 10,000 may fall at your side, and not one hair of your head will be touched. Remember that. Love him with all of your heart, your mind, your soul, and your strength. Be God-man. Turn failure into success. Turn the negative into the positive until we become such a power on earth to spread God's truth and his light that this whole world will make a new beginning. And we will be the pioneers. And oh, what glory will come out of it. There may be hardships, but what of it? If we all work together in love and harmony, then the truth will change the world.